Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the prohibition of cursing a person or cursing an animal. So we explained yesterday the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining cursing a person specifically, and today we'll see the hadith speaks about cursing an animal. This is the beauty of the muhaddithin, that they will look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will look at all the various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They'll create a chapter, and then under the chapter they'll bring ahadith that support the chapter that they have brought. So here Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alaihi has brought a chapter on the prohibition of cursing a person or cursing an animal. An Imran ibn al-Husayn radiyallahu anhu qal baynama Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi ba'di asfarihi wa imra'atun min al-ansari ala naqatin فضجرت فلعنتها فسمع ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال خذوا ما عليها ودعوها فإنها ملعونة قال عمران فكأني أراها الآن تمشي في الناس ما يعرض لها أحد رواه مسلم. حضرت عمران بن الحسين رضي الله عنه narrates that during one of the journeys of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم there was an Ansari woman riding on her camel. An Ansari woman was riding on her camel. She became agitated with it and cursed it. Sometimes what happens with camels and animals, etc., is they reach a point where they become very, very stubborn. And once they become stubborn now, it becomes very, very difficult to try and get it to move, try to get it under control. Animals sometimes don't listen at all. So this is found in animals. People that deal with animals will see that sometimes you'll get an animal that becomes very, very stubborn. So perhaps this was this condition of this animal, that it become extremely stubborn. So therefore she got agitated with it and she cursed this camel. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this and said to this woman that unload all the goods from it and set this camel free, leave it free, because now this camel is cursed. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard that curse of this woman and told her, unload, take off all your goods from this camel and leave this camel free. Imran bin Hussein radiallahu anhu says that it is as if I can still see it now, this camel walking amongst the people with no one turning to it. That camel thereafter would just walk, roaming. Nobody would give any attention to that camel. So this was the effect of the curse of that woman. Anyway, the reason why this hadith was brought to show us that that is not only a curse, doesn't only have an effect on a person, a man or a woman, but also the effect of it is found even on animals. So therefore be very careful, especially those people that got pets, etc. They must be extra careful that they don't lose themselves and end up cursing those pets. We were explaining that this curse is such a thing, it's like a bouncy ball. You take it and you throw it against a wall. If that wall is hard, it will rebound against the person that made the curse. And if that ball or if that wall is like soft ground, like sea sand, Amgeni sand, then what happens? It will absorb it. It's worthy of it. But we don't know. So therefore, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri, Damat Barakatuhum, he says that you'll find people that curse a lot, you'll always find them in problems, in tension. Always find them in times, sometimes of worry and concern. Why? They don't realize that curses that they're giving to others, those curses are bouncing back at them. So now they are getting involved in different types of problems, worry, stress, fights, etc. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Sometimes a person in the heat of the day, in the heat of the moment, he loses himself, and sometimes he's in front of his staff, sometimes in front of the family, and those words just flow, words of curses, etc. But what we don't realize is those same words of curse, like the hadith mentioned we did previously, it goes up to the heavens. The doors of the heavens are closed. Now it comes back down and the doors of the earth are closed. Then that curse now moves to the right. It moves to the left. It starts looking for a settlement point. And then it goes to the person that was cursed. And when it goes there and if that person is worthy of it, then that curse settles there. But if that person that was cursed is not worthy of it, that curse comes back to the person that made the curse. So therefore we must be very, very careful. The speech of ours, we are doing the chapters to do with speech. We started off with ghibat, and we started off with person slandering, and a day after a person giving false testification, etc. One other part of speech is cursing, which we should not be doing. So therefore, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is bringing all these chapters to show us that be very careful of this tongue. Sometimes you don't realize how much of problems this speech gets you into. And therefore we find that many, many chapters he brought this ayat of the Quran, that every word that escapes the mouth, وَمَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Every word that escapes the mouth, there isn't any word that escapes the mouth except there's a guard that is waiting to catch it, to collect it, to capture those words that we are saying. So therefore the speech is something that we have to be extremely careful of. One hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ صَمَتَ نَجَاهُ, that person who remains silent, that person will be successful. Because when a man is silent, then he won't curse. When a man is silent, then he won't speak lies. When a man is silent, then he doesn't make ghibat. When a man is silent, then he doesn't become abusive. So the staying silent, therefore the one of the characteristics that are found in the Shama'il, they found in the descriptions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana tawil as-samti. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain silent for long periods of time. So this remaining silent, there's nothing wrong with it. Actually, it's a good quality to have. Sometimes you find a person thinks that I'm going to become unsociable. If I remain silent for a long period of time, I'll become unsociable. This was the characteristic of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he needed to speak, he spoke. When he spoke, it was useful speech. It wasn't just speaking all the time and cursing and talking and saying anything and not being careful of the words. Allah Pak, give us also the tawfiq of being very, very careful of the words. Can you imagine to what extent and refinement we have been taught? And even would animals be careful that you don't lose yourself, even would animals. That's how careful we should be in our deen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.